Like a ball.
Thank you for calling Laura Tannell Sign Group. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. To access the company directory, press pound. To order nameplates, press 2. To place a service call, press...
Good afternoon, Laura Tannell Sign.
Yeah, hi. Is Mike in, please?
Sure. Is that junior or senior?
Senior.
Okay, and can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Ruben. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of where?
Cardiff.
Okay, what was it in regards to?
It's not a sales call. I'm in the underwriting department. He's working with a rep over here on a finance transaction.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Hello, Mike speaking.
Hi, Mike. Is this Mike Senior or Junior?
Senior.
Hi, Mike. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm an underwriting supervisor at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Can I steal a few minutes of your time on your file?
Probably not. What is this in relationship to?
Oh, your company applied for a loan with our bank for equipment financing?
Oh, okay. I've been getting so many calls from people lately. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I think the other contact I have here that the rep was working with was Diane, your wife?
Diane's my wife. She's my
okay.
wife.
Perfect. I can speak to either of you. You were just the first contact listed. I apologize. It's regarding the financing of the equipment for the truck that you're looking to purchase?
Yep, gotcha.
And I just had a few basic questions. Is it better to speak to you or Diane? Who's the appropriate contact here?
I am definitely.
Okay, so... I've got the invoice, and I guess the notes say that you traditionally go through Alltech, but they do leasing, and you're looking to just do a purchase instead. Is that correct?
Hold on a second. Hey, Kaylee, is Sue Ann there?
I'm going to have my office manager here, too. She probably knows some of this stuff better than I do.
Okay.
Alltech is the brand of truck we're getting.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, Sue Ann, I've got the gentleman from the Bank of Cardiff where we're going to borrow money. Are we?
Are we borrowing? You know, Sue Ann's the office manager here, and she would be the one that's making the loan. And
the rep that was working, I think, with Diane was a gentleman named Peter.
Not with Diane. Diane's my wife. She's up on Martha.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat Byrne.
Oh, Pat Byrne, there you go. Okay, gotcha. Pat's our purchasing director.
Oh,
so,
okay.
There you go. Okay, can you grab Pat and have him come in? I'm sorry.
Thanks, no, nothing to be sorry about.
Nah. Pat's going to come in right now.
Well, let me at least give you my phone number so if you need to reach me, you got someone to talk to. Do you have a pen handy?
Yep, go ahead.
It's 858
866
9102.
Good. I'm going to put you on speaker. I've got Sue Ann in here, and Pat is going to be coming in shortly.
Okay.
Here he comes now. I'm going to put you on speaker so you can hear everybody. Hold on tight. Chris, okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Great. Okay. So we've got Pat Byrne, Sue Ann Ledoux, and Mike Loretano Sr.
Okay.
And
hi, Mike. My name's Ruben Goldstein. I'm an underwriting supervisor here at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
And can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. And I understand your initial rep here is Peter Deegan. And the notes that I have, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you contacted Alltech about, you know, financing this purchase, but they from the notes, they only do lease arrangements, and you're looking for a purchase on this, correct?
Well, we contacted Alltech to buy a truck. We found a truck that we wanted. They happened to be the dealer that owned it, and we went about the process. It is a used truck. They do lease arrangements on new trucks, not on used trucks.
Okay.
So we are in a purchase situation. They do not do financing on used trucks. So here we are with you.
Okay. Not a problem. I just had a few general questions. Once I answer them, I can probably stamp off on your approval first thing on Monday morning. If the terms work, get your documents on Monday, complete them, get the order placed by Tuesday. So the general questions I have is the truck that is at it's a use, and it's about $105,000 plus delivery of $1,200. So the total you're looking at is $106,200. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah.
Second question I have for you is this. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to kind of put this together. We offer a purchase agreement, which is called an equipment finance agreement. So it's a fixed payment program. We can finance sales tax as well. Are you paying sales tax to the dealer? Or are you going to pay it in the state of Connecticut? And do you want to finance that if it's available?
State of Connecticut, we anticipated putting down, being able to come up with some cash toward the purchase of the truck, and it might be in the amount of the sales tax or thereabouts.
Okay. If you can finance that sales tax, is that something you want to do, or do you just want to pay it out of pocket?
We might as well include it. It's 6.35% in the state of Connecticut. We might as well start the conversation by saying let's finance the whole thing, and then if when the time comes, which will be very quickly, we'll take a look at the cash position and see if we want to throw $7,000 or $10,000 toward the purchase.
Okay. Have you given the dealer any deposit for this vehicle?
No, not yet. But
okay.
We have signed the purchase agreement, and they are holding the truck for us.
Okay.
We have a truck.
Okay. And is there any other equipment you're looking for at this time?
Not immediately, no.
Okay. We offer a 2 through 5 year term on this equipment. Let's just say it's assuming the 106. Do you have an estimated payment in mind that you were trying to accomplish? I'm not sure what your goals are here.
We'd like to manage the monthly payment so it's not too big. I wouldn't want a two-year loan on it. We'd like 5 or 7 years.
Five to seven years,
I would think.
Okay.
But part of that equation is just looking at what the terms are, what the interest rate is, and therefore what the resulting payment will be, and us coming to grips with what the monthly payment will be and making sure that we're comfortable making that payment.
Fair enough. Okay. So what I'd like to do is this. I just walked you kind of through the transaction, and then assuming approval, formal approval Monday, get you out a document to review. So what we're going to provide you, it's not going to be a loan that separates principal and interest. It's going to be a fixed payment program. You should not expect a down payment. We do not require down payments on our transactions. They're based on cash flow primarily. So due at signing is usually a prepayment of the first and last monthly payments, which means you're prepaying your first and last full months. So if you're doing a 60-month transaction, you'd have 58 remaining payments. If you did, a 3-year transaction, you'd have 34 remaining payments. Everything is guaranteed fixed, so the payments always stay fixed. They don't adjust unless, of course, you know there's a default. And the transaction will go under the business credit. It will not go under personal credit. What I want to do is just kind of give you some rough estimates on what I would expect on an approval here and then give you final numbers on Monday. Would that work for you?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. One second.
Ruben, I think that it's fair to let you know that we are working with two other companies that are very similar to you. You know, I get called half a dozen times a week saying, geez, I got money for you. So Pete is one of the ones who has been in touch with me regularly, so that was to his benefit because I reached back out to him when we were ready to make this transaction. But
did you say Leaf?
There are a couple of others that are in the picture at this point, so we are looking at what the deal is from each company like yours, and we'll choose the company that is most advantageous to us.
Okay. I'm not in the sales side. I used to be in it, though, so it'll enable me to answer your question in a very straightforward manner. There's nothing wrong with shopping around. It's actually, quite frankly, expected. What Bank of Cardiff really offers is kind of a unique product, which is a relationship, not a one-off. So just to give you an idea, we finance all different types of equipment, both new and used, not just limited to vehicles. So pretty much any type of equipment you're looking for, whether it be new, used, a private seller, or a vendor sale. Many banks actually don't do any type of private sales. We do them as well. We could be your bank of choice. We also offer working capital, which is an unsecured cash loan that many business owners find advantageous. So I think where WIPA would potentially win is not necessarily the cheapest price by every dollar, but more importantly, by giving you something where it's going to say, hey, look, it's a relationship. I guess I would ask you, besides this equipment, you said there's nothing right now, but is there something else in the horizon you'll be looking for in, say, in the next year or two?
We just had to buy another machine for the shop very recently, so that our machines, several of our machines are older and they break down. When they break down, we're faced with the decision whether we should repair them or replace them. Similarly with our vehicles, our big trucks that we are buying with this one, and also our smaller trucks, pickup trucks, and rack body trucks, that kind of thing. So we're always in a position of from one day to the next, or certainly one month to the next, we may need to look at additional purchases. But we don't have anything on the table right now that we are either purchasing or shopping. But
okay.
That can change as quickly as tomorrow.
Did you, and last question for you, did you purchase the equipment? You mentioned a new machine. Did you finance that or just pay that outright?
We were able to pay for that one.
How much did that machine cost?
$60,000.
And when was that purchase?
Pardon?
When did you make that purchase?
We arranged for it about a month or month and a half ago. It's being delivered in the next week or so.
Okay.
So we're paying for it now, but we closed that deal, I think it was a month or a month and a half ago.
And is last question, because I know everyone's busy. Is that equipment you've is it from a private individual or is it from a dealer, and what type of equipment is it?
It is a letter bending machine, which I'm not sure if that means anything to you. It's for the sign industry. It forms the cans that channel letters are made of. And
okay. I've got someone beeping through. Give me 1 second here, please. I'm sorry, so you said that was a letter bending machine, and was that sold by a vendor or a private individual?
Vendor.
Okay, and new or used?
New.
Okay, so let me give you my feedback, and I think this is actually really positive and great information. Hopefully we can win your business here. So a lot of customers come to us and they say, hey, look, we don't want a 2-year loan, we want a 5-year loan, a 7-year note, we want as long as term possible. But then we find out, okay, well, you just paid equipment cash, and all these transactions come down to cash flow. So what I can offer you is, if you're open to it, I can give you financing on both items. It's, I would think, appropriate in this scenario, and we can just reimburse you. And I think that's something that we can do, which is unique, because if you're paying cash for something that's 60 grand up front, but in the same breath, you want to finance something over 5 or 7 years due to cash flow, I would say finance both. That to me is a little more attractive, and that's just my feedback for you. If you want, you can send us over the invoice, and I can put that together with your approval.
Okay.
In terms of payment structure, I want to get some final numbers in front of you on Monday. Do you have Peter's email?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, if you could fire him over that invoice so we could take a look at it. Let me run some numbers for you. Regarding the companies you mentioned, you said you were having an offer from Leaf, correct?
Yes, I don't think I said that. Yes, we are.
Okay, so they're a really good company. You're not going to hear any disparaging remarks. They're really good at what they do. So where I think, you know, we're going to fit in here is either winning your business on everything, or even if they beat our approval on the truck, maybe we still win your business on the other piece of equipment, and most importantly, get a relationship going. All I would do is I'll look at that invoice, and I'll put together some numbers for you Monday, and then hopefully the numbers work.
Yes.
Is there anything else I could do for you right now?
I don't think so.
Perfect. Thank you all for your time, and I will be contacting you Monday around 11 or 12 your time. It's about 8 or 9 my time.
Ruben, one question.
Sure.
Can you tell us what the effective interest that what you're going to work up and be prepared to share with us on Monday?
You know, I can give you some rough numbers, I think, on this. I think that's only fair. I don't want to give you numbers that don't exist yet, but I'm going to give you some numbers that I think are going to be accurate. So let me give you some numbers on both items. And we're looking at about $106,200, correct?
For the truck, yes.
Okay, perfect.
As you said, plus tax, which is another $700 or $7,500.
Okay. Yeah, and regarding truck financing, it's a highly, highly competitive industry. There are lenders in our space that just focus on trucks. So I think you're going to get a lot of offers that are, everyone might compete for your business, and sometimes it's not about doing the same thing that everyone else is doing and doing something that more favors the customer. From my just general look at the file, we're not going to provide you, our contracts don't have a separation of interest and principal. It is a fixed payment program. There is a cost of funds, of course. So a good estimate for you on this truck, not including taxes, would probably be a payment in the range of about $2,000 to $3,000 per month. I think that's a very accurate estimation of what would be available for this truck financing.
Depending on the length of the...
That's on a five-year term.
Okay. That's
so I think... Correct. I think, you know, what should you expect? I can't say for certain, but I think you would probably see payments that are plus or minus within there of $100 to $200. I think you're going to see some very similar offers, but maybe we give you some. I think you'd probably see a lot of offers that will probably be between about $2,100 to $2,300. I think that's accurate numbers. But I think perhaps if you're open to it, since you just purchased equipment, maybe we can help your business on part of it, if not all of the transaction.
Yep. Okay.
I will be in touch with you the first thing on Monday morning.
Can you get with Pat, rather than going through me, because obviously Pat's the guy. His direct dial is
Pat? 860-940-
Okay.
6451.
And Pat, can you shoot Deegan, Peter Deegan, over that invoice on that recently purchased equipment?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And did you pay with that via wire or check?
Check.
Okay. If you have a copy of the check, that'd be great, front and back as well. But look forward to putting something together for you.
Okay.
Thank you all for your time. I appreciate it.
Perfect. Thanks, Ruben.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.